Congratulations for the second consecutive year. You find yourself in victory lane as a team owner here at Iowa.
Beginning to really love Iowa.
Talk about tonight's race and seeing Marco get that win.
Oh, I'm just so happy and relieved for him. You know, there's been a huge monkey on his back, and it was on mine as well. You know, there was just a lot of pressure on us, him as a driver, me as an owner, because of some of the past things that happened at Indy and stuff. So to come back and win like this, it was just a great, great day. You know, I'm happy for all the Venom guys. They did a great job. The last pit stop, I mean, they brought them out P1. They did it when they needed it, when we needed it. So it was just really truly a team effort. And Marco drove a hell of a race there in the end. I mean, to be driving the guys, you know, he was beating the best. You know, you had Tony out there, you had Dario Dixon, and he drove very well there in the end.
We'll go ahead and open it for questions for Michael. Bruce.
Not to get overly dramatic about how much the team needed this victory, but how much did the team really need this victory?
It was a big one for us, for sure. I think a lot of people were really pounding on us and thought we were down and out, but I can tell you this team's got tons of fight in it, and we are never out. And, we got together and made a few little changes in the team, and everybody just rallied, and everybody worked their butts off, and, here we are. I'm just proud of everybody on this team.
Any other questions for Michael? Yes.
Sir.
You guys have won three of the five races here at Iowa. What is it that makes you so good, so tough here at Iowa?
I don't know. I think, one, the drivers like the track. I think that's a start. We tend to have pretty good cars on the smaller ovals, from the past. You know, we've always seemed to have good setups for the races, and, it was that way today. I mean, his car was really well. He drove up through the field. He didn't inherit anything. He earned every spot out there, but I don't know why. I mean, but I'm not complaining. We like coming here.
We've also been joined by race winner Marco Andretti. Marco, great battle tonight. Talk about making that big move on TK.
Yeah, that was fun racing. It's always nice with the front. You know you could always trust those guys. It was close. It was dicey, but that's what the fans want. You know, we had a packed house tonight. It was good to see. I'm glad we could put on a bit of a show anyway. But I think the last 30 laps, I was really asking how many laps to go, because I didn't want to wait till three laps to go to make the move, because if he would have chopped me or something, I would have been way back, kind of like what I did to him. So I wanted to kind of be in the driver's seat and just kind of make the move when he was least expecting it. And then from there, we had to really put our head down. And I got to lead a couple times, so I kind of knew what I needed to stay on the bottom. So, I was really aggressive with the tools in the car and stuff, and we made it work.
Bruce.
Marco, to kind of follow up on the earning it part, I mean, a lot of people, your previous victory, a lot of people always wanted to try to say matter of circumstance, the way the race came out, you were able to finish, with that tank of fuel. Now, this was one that you just went out there and raced your ass off. So talk about how satisfying this victory is for you.
Well, it is, but at the same time, nothing's changed in my driving since. All I've gained is experience, we've been in a position to win a lot of races. We've come up short, so it's more, I think, relieved is the word. I never doubted the team, never doubted myself. I always said as soon as the stars would align and a little bit of luck goes my way that we'd be sitting here.
Kurt.
That was my
question. Luke.
Winning tonight as opposed to 5 years ago, because 5 years ago you were a rookie. Is it you have a different perspective on winning now as opposed to back then?
Still feels good, man. I think it's just the drought, so to speak, I think just made me appreciate what we have here in IndyCar racing. It's from the drivers to the teams, it just makes us, appreciate this being here that much more, because we know we beat those guys. So the competition's unbelievable, and if you look at qualifying, that's what IndyCar racing's all about. So it made me appreciate it. We've been in positions to win races, but we fell short. But, it's good to capitalize tonight.
two quick questions. First one is, how important is it for this series to have an Andretti back in victory lane?
Well, I mean, it's important for us, I know that. But I think it's great. You know, I think, you know, it's something that we need. I think it's going to be a popular win. And, you know, I think we need to get him up there winning more than just this one. And, you know, hopefully Graham will get up there too and get a little rivalry going. I think that sort of thing's always good.
And also, you know, five-year drought included. I mean, you were only 19 when you won that first race. So a lot of guys don't even start their IndyCar career at your age right now. So do you think that this is really kind of the start of something big?
I'm going to be looking to make a habit of this, that's for sure. You know, it definitely gets a monkey off our back a bit, you know, because, you know, we can quiet a lot of my doubters at the same time. So it feels so good.
Other questions?
Just a couple days ago, you were out at a local ethanol promotion. We had 2,500 corn growers here today. Just a comment you might make to them and this fuel that you're driving on.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great that we can be green and still have performance. You know, we're thankful to have their support. I love this place. I mean, I was great. You know, it's my third podium. I've been on every level of the podium here, so. You know, it's a unique place as far as to drive. So, you know, I love coming here. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Tony, being your former teammate, did it make it easier racing against him there at the end? Did you kind of have an idea of what he would do since you guys used to, you know, be teammates and talk a lot and strategy and so forth?
Yeah, you kind of learn people. I had the car to do it. You know, that's what it came down to. You know, I was trying a couple times on the outside, but I knew I had to go on the inside when he was least expecting it. You know, he did to me a couple times. So, you know, it was good racing for a while. You know, we were clean, and you know, if I did anything mean to him, I'm sure he understands. I mean, it's for the win, and I wouldn't be belly aching if he chopped me. It's for first place.
Okay, well, I know we have to get back to victory lane. I'll ask one final question looking ahead for both of you. How important is this win headed into Toronto, a track synonymous with the Andretti name from both the team and driver's standpoint?
Well, I think it's huge, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can get the momentum going here. It's always nice to get a win, and I think it just uplifts everybody within the team, and hopefully we can just now ride this momentum and love to win it, and I'd love to see him win it in Toronto. That would be just huge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as is here, but the Canadian race fans are great, you know, and we love going up there. Obviously, Dad's like a god up there, 7 wins, but I'm looking to make my mark up there for sure.
Well, great. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
We will see you in a few weeks.
Thank you.